Overt Strike. Download and play now, free from the App Store.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the All Right Already podcast. It is Monday, February 1st. Going around the table real fast, Johnny O, Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, Tim Eggleston, Brendan Cleaver, myself, Scott Paul, and once again, three times in a row, Dave the Gam Emsley, back in the house.
All right.
Did your headphones start working again?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I was just making sure the sound didn't cut out completely.
Oh, no. I fumbled.
Oh, yeah.
Fumbled my headphones.
Oh, no.
Sounds good to me.
Fumbling headphones?
No, I meant my headphones. Yeah. Love fumbling headphones.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, there's our favorite intro, the App Store.
The App Store. It's catching.
Yeah. Wish we had some jokes for it, but we used it already.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah, we had some awesome jokes for that.
Vagina farm, free from the App Store.
You have to harvest them.
Some food, for God's sake.
If you spend $20, you get 20 free vagina farms to like add to your...
to your farm collection.
It's got in-app purchases.
Oh, man, we could do a whole vagina... Man, yeah. That's a perfect game.
Exactly. This fucker's made it with just regular farming. Whatever the hell... What was the name of that
Facebook game?
Yeah.
The farmland one?
Oh, yeah.
Farmville.
Yes.
Yeah. We could have vagina farm.
Collect them all.
Yeah, exactly.
And then to follow up to that, shit steaks.
Yeah. Shit steaks. They buy different crops, like hairy ones and like puckered ones.
Big black bat wing one.
And it's got, you have like little, comical cell type drawings of each different vagina. You do like Pokemon.
It's a new game.
You have discovered sweaty vagina.
Oh shit! I gotta go feed the crop.
Yeah. Get some bonuses, horseradish for that roast beef.
Oh, man.
Now that's not nice.
That's really not.
What? Roast beef curtain?
So, yeah. Coming to an App Store. Yeah, you.
The App Store.
Should hire Schwarzenegger to push it.
Be awesome.
I'll talk.
Oh, look. My phone is blowing. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, time to harvest the vaginas.
Ron, get to the barn. Feed the vaginas.
The best defense is good defense. Build your vaginas twice as high as they need to be.
At the App Store.
At the App Store.
So, yeah, we got Gam here today.
Yeah.
Probably
Welcome back.
Our most guested visitor.
I think so, yeah.
What's that even?
You got an award for that.
I'm like a rash from Tufts.
You gotta talk closer. I was having trouble hearing you last week.
Yeah, you got to stay in there, Dave.
Well, he's got that problem where if he leans up here, he just.
Listen to my breath.
Whatever.
People could use it for ASMR tapes to go to sleep.
There you go.
I will say it's been crazy lately. Like the amount of requests for like guestship that I've had.
Really?
Man. Really? I've had like four or five people that are all like, I want to come on. I want to come on.
Well,
or
we'll
get another microphone.
It might cost money.
It costs money.
We'll have to line them up.
That sounds like we have listeners.
Take turns.
Either that, or they just want to talk to nobody.
Yeah, maybe they do. They want to talk to nobody.
It's a self-actualization exercise, talking a microphone to no one.
Well, I mean, I know we have listeners, but like, no one ever comments. No one ever gives suggestions.
No, I know.
Yeah,
it would be actually nice if we could try to encourage them to do that.
Honestly, it's almost like Facebook, because it's like, you know, certain people will mention shit that you posted on Facebook, and it's like,
why didn't you like that?
Yeah,
motherfucker?
You didn't comment or like or anything.
Look,
I know you fucking looked at it.
We're not needy. We don't give a shit.
We're not needy.
We should start roasting each other.
That's like my. Did we talk about these roasts?
Yeah, yeah. Talk about doing a roast.
I'm afraid of it.
About roasting you again.
I'm a little nervous about it.
Were you there when you wrote? Was that? Yeah. Did we talk about when I got roasted?
Yep.
On you the podcast?
Yep. That we did talk about it. That's right. But where was it, though? It was.
I forgot Chris.
It was at your old apartment, wasn't it?
It was at the Hartmans.
The Hartmans, that's
in,
what it was.
Abington.
Oh.
And it just ruined your self esteem.
It was like Kevin was there.
Oh, well.
That's not, that explains.
He just wanted to
everything.
Crawl up into a shell and die.
Well, your words, not mine. But
no, I saw the look in your eyes. You were like welling up.
Nice.
I've never seen a grown man want to cry more.
Wounded to the core.
It wasn't quite that.
It was fucking roast, guys.
It was like, oh, they wouldn't go there. Oh, my God. This is like the worst experience.
Whose idea was it?
Mine.
Okay.
He brought it on himself.
Well, we were like all watching roast. I was like, we should all roast each other. It'd be hilarious. And then,
and then they did and John's, they and they're like, they no.
Scarred for life.
Yeah.
Wait, Chris, were you there? I think you were there.
I think I was, yeah.
Yeah, it's after like an Eagles game or something.
I just didn't have the heart to do it to you. Yeah. Or did I?
Thanks,
I can't
Chris.
Remember.
That was nice of you.
Yeah. That's how drunk you were.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I don't know. I probably wouldn't go to a roast. I just feel really uncomfortable. I mean, even if it was someone else's, because that's why I don't like going to see stand-up comedy acts. I just feel, I don't know, I feel like, because I'm just always worried that they're going to pick you out of the crowd and he's going to start heckling. And like,
it's always possible.
Yeah, I love it that. Is. I like sitting in the front.
I believe that.
Bring it.
See, that doesn't bother me because they're putting themselves out for shit like that. Even roasting is okay with me. What I get embarrassed for is like when I see people on TV that do really stupid things, and I'm just like, God, I'm embarrassed for you. Like, I have a problem watching shit like that.
Yes,
like Vanderpumps.
I don't know because I've never seen that. But
the one guy got arrested.
The crowbar reference right there.
Oh, he says embarrassing things on TV.
What is Vanderpumps?
He got a
kid show.
No, he got arrested in Hawaii for stealing sunglasses.
Nice.
Ruined the whole trip. It was awful.
Kids, it's sad.
Jax showed up. He was bombed. He's like, I like these sunglasses. I'm taking them. And they threw him in jail.
When you're in Hawaii and you got to steal sunglasses.
Yeah.
You get a little Samoan in them.
If you guys haven't seen that show, you should watch it. Anyway, if you don't like uncomfortable.
Samoans? No, some what? Fucked up people. They're fucking their sisters and stuff.
Were you hanging out with Vi? Hey, you know.
Well, no, there was like an inordinate amount of Samoans in the army.
Oh, okay.
Out of proportion. Like they're like 1% of 1% of the earth.
They have their giant
like
wooden clubs
in your fucking unit.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're inundated with a large amount of Samoans then?
Yeah.
They have a good pig roast though, right?
Oh, yeah. They fucking dig a hole in the earth.
Goddamn. Oh, sure.
Drop some rocks in the bottom. Light a big fire. Wrap the pig in fucking palm leaves. And then bury it back in the dirt or sand. And then you dig it out. It's like delicious.
Did they have those Girl Scout cookies for dessert?
Samoas?
Nice. I never understood that.
What, Girl Scout cookies?
No, the Samoas.
Yeah, they used to be called something else, and then they changed the name like 10 years ago or something.
I just think they're just a ripoff in general. It's like $6 for a box of cookies, and there's like nine cookies in there.
Plus, you go to the goddamn liquor store, and they're out there pressuring you. It's like, I have to buy a box of cookies because now I'm going in to get booze, so... If I don't give you that $6, then I just look like a really bad person.
You know, I remember... Yeah, you know, they have like contests for, you know, like who sells the most cookies and all that kind of shit.
I know all about it.
Johnny O knows it well. I know, I think it must have been in either Colorado or Oregon. The local...
California.
Weed
dispensary?
The weed dispensary, yeah. And they negated that girl's sales because she was selling outside the bot dispensary. And she was like killing it.
Oh, yeah.
Man. That was one of our first topics.
It's called commerce.
On the cast.
Oh, was it?
Well, there you go.
Brought up by our very own Tim Eggleston.
Thank you, Tim.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You. That was a long time ago.
Almost like, 2 years.
That was like the third episode, maybe.
It'd be 2 years in April.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
We've been doing this sit.
My daughter was at Hatfield Beverages all day Sunday selling Girl Scout cookies.
Nice,
actually.
I thought maybe you had her standing outside the Sunoco so you could get gas station hot dogs.
As soon as she sells the cookies, I buy hot dogs with it.
Well, you could run right across the street for that Sev. Isn't that right across the street?
I think there's what's over that way? Dave, do you know?
Hatfield Beverage?
Yeah,
it's on Broad Street.
Or is that down farther?
Oh, no, the set's close, but it's not directly across.
Oh, Lanesville.
So you could really have to drive over to go get hot dogs.
It's like Popeye's is out that way, like across the street, maybe.
Popeye's in there?
And the combination Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Long John Silver's.
Right. Yeah. They got a new waffle joint called Broadway Joe's.
Oh, really? Fucking, I saw that.
It's fucking banging.
Is it like a fast food or like a restaurant?
It's like a Friendly's that they turned into a Broadway Waffles.
Oh, really?
Joe's Broadway Waffles, yeah.
I'll have to check that out, man.
Any of these places can feel free to be a sponsor of the show.
Oh, speaking of sponsors, I believe that Lance's Crackers went GF.
Well, yeah, oh, shit. That's right. I didn't talk about that on the podcast. I just texted it to you
GF
guys.
GF is gluten-free.
Yes. Gluten-free Lance Crackers, baby. Sure, no captain's wafers yet, but
sure it probably wasn't always gluten free. Now they're just like, oh, we'll just put gluten free on it. Just
no, because wheat's cheap, so they definitely were not gluten free beforehand. But yes, they're good. I can testify to it.
Oh,
they're like mouth fillingly dry, just like
of course.
I read that on the wrapper.
Captain's wafers.
No, but it's like fillingly dry.
I don't know how to say it, you know? It's like you chew on them and your entire mouth is a desert and you can't swallow and shit. It's the you know, known statistics of a Lance Cracker.
I just had some good Lance Crackers. It was like, what a fucking topic. It was like sour cream and chives.
Oh, yeah, they're good.
Yeah, that's
good.
Those are the Captain's Wafers,
yeah.
Yeah, they were decent.
They're my favorite.
They were left over from the All Right Already party.
You're too slow.
So we're talking about restaurants in Lansdale, right? I had this conundrum this weekend. I love the Coffee Corner. That was like my spot for fucking forever, right? So it just got bought by a Korean guy. And like I don't find the urge to go there anymore. Is that racist?
It's just only if you want it to be.
I guess.
Nah, because I went there with you recently when it just got bought. And the portions weren't the same.
Oh, right.
Like they chip you on the home fries. And
oh, they're smaller now.
Yeah, everything's smaller. And
what's Korean?
They're tiny people.
So I was still kind of busy. And then we went to that other place, the West Main, which was actually really good.
I like the West Main.
Well, yeah. See, I was always a, like when I lived over that way, I was always an American Star.
Yeah, I love American Star.
Oh, I just had breakfast there.
Like, it's not great. But it's
fast.
It's yeah, and like huge. Consistent.
It's like $7 or $8 though
for an omelet.
Yeah. When,
I don't mind paying that as long as it comes out fast and it's big as it is.
So Doyle's in Hatfield's my new go-to.
Fuck that place.
I love
that. Their portions sucked out too.
Denny's.
Well, Chris, you like omelet. Two Koreans big. So
yeah, Scott, we used to go to Denny's all the time.
Yeah, Denny's to get a cheese omelet.
Work on our book.
Do they still have?
We really had a book. We were working on a book.
What was it about?
It was over my hammies.
It's a short stories book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like the evolution of pornos or something like that.
It's erotica.
That's coming next.
It was erotica.
It was erotica.
It was erotica. Oh, I learned an interesting story today, actually. Speaking of erotica, there was a book that came out in like 1968 or something. It was called like... Along Comes the Stranger, or like The Night Brings the Stranger, or some shit.
I thought it was Charlie.
No, but
the night was moist.
It was written.
That's how you learn about puberty.
So this book was like basically the story of this woman finds out her husband's cheating, and then she ends up banging like all these guys, and it's like little vignettes. And it was like a national bestseller and everything. And it wasn't until it had been a bestseller for a while that the authors. They had listed themselves as one person, but they admitted that they were all journalists and they had written it. They were like, we wrote it as bad as we could. Like, we made this totally shitty book that was full of sex. It was written so poorly, but we knew it would be a bestseller because it's full of sex. Like, they intentionally made this book as bad as they possibly could.
And people bought it.
Yeah, because they were like, they did it as like a joke about how bad American society has gotten. That like, nobody gives a shit about quality. They just care about fucking.
That's like the 50 Shades book, how it like blew up.
Yeah.
But then it became a movie and like no one really cared about
it. It's like ridiculous.
And from like every woman I know has read it, and everyone has been like, it's a fucking terrible book.
Yeah.
It's so bad, but guys, I read it anyway, all three.
Stop reading it.
Yeah.
You should read Charity Ball. Charity. This book I have called Charity Ball.
Charity Balls.
Charity Balls.
It's like it never exists. It's like crazy. I should bring and read passages from it for you. It's crazy. It's like people pissing on each other and stuff, but like written in like well, it's like
I can't
crazy.
Stop reading it.
We'll have to have like a book corner section of the show.
It's a dirty book from like the 70s.
Horrible books that we can find.
It's terrible. It is awful. It's like the worst written book ever.
I'm just pissed you forgot those magazines, dude.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I found recently. I reacquired a box of old magazines I had from like 20 years ago. Like
Playgirl?
No. Like, yeah, Playgirl. Yes.
Cherry.
Mom, could you hold on to this for me?
That's what she said.
It was like a bunch of Savage Sword of Conans and National Lampoons.
Actually, we should do a homework assignment on that. There's a new National Lampoons documentary.
I saw it. Did you see it?
No, I didn't see
it. It's really good. Yeah. It's fucking really good.
I wanted to watch it. I think.
Where do you watch it?
Showtime? Showtime, yeah.
I got Showtime.
Is it just a one-off, or is it like a...
Yeah, it's just a documentary. Yeah.
I would catch. I actually saw the Iverson documentary, not to change something.
I saw that finally. It's pretty good.
Oh,
I like Iverson.
I watched the newest Kurt Cobain documentary.
Yeah, I did too. The one with the...
Soaked in Bleach.
Is that on Showtime?
It's good. No, it's on Netflix. But
yeah. I enjoy it.
It's good, man. It makes you think.
Yeah.
It really does.
That must have been hard.
It portrays
trying to think.
Just straight blows over here tonight.
Hour and a half later. I just thought.
It portrays Courtney Love as the ringleader in like having him killed or murdered.
Wait, so there was other people involved?
Yeah, the guy from The Mentors.
El Duce.
El Duce.
Hell yeah.
They don't mention him, but they mention her ex-boyfriend, Callie.
Who lived there.
Yeah, lived there and was like a live-in nanny.
And what was the motive? Like...
He was going to divorce her. There was a prenup where she would have gotten nothing. Instead, she's gotten like millions or maybe a billion now.
I don't know, but we all knew this in 1994. The bitch hasn't been convicted yet, so I doubt it's going to happen in 2016.
It was interesting to see it, because the main person in the documentary was the private investigator that she hired to find... His position is she hired me basically to be a dupe, to say, like, I didn't know he was dead. Look, I hired this private investigator to look for him.
Yeah.
And then he eventually told her, like, I'm going to stop taking money from you because I think you did it. Like,
when you find a handwriting sample in her backpack where she's practicing his handwriting.
Yep.
Really?
Over and over.
Did you see it, Tim?
I haven't seen this.
You just know about this.
I remember all about this shit years ago.
It doesn't surprise me. She probably, I don't know.
And just like the situation where, like, you know, they said, oh, he shot up and then he killed himself. But they were like, even for an addict, he had like...
eight times the amount?
Yeah, like he would have been unconscious with the amount of...
Yeah, he would have been completely incapacitated.
Yeah, there's no way he did that and then shot himself. And
the best way to kill someone, overdose someone heroin.
Yeah,
and just let it go. Why even shoot him?
Good point.
Yeah, good point.
Like, but there were all kinds of other things, like the doors being locked and like.
Well, there was the shotgun, the way it was laid.
Yeah,
and then the way the shell casing shot the other way instead of shooting the other way where it was supposed to.
Like I said, they're supposed to be reopening that or lobbying to reopen that case.
Yeah, which I mean, it blows my mind because what was it, 1994?
Yep.
It's over 20 years ago.
Yeah. And same thing with, like, the West Memphis 3. Like, there's three kids. Like,
right.
Everything took place in, like, the mid-90s where, like, forensics was good, but it wasn't that good. And, like, all the cases have been reopened and, like, weird, like, people have gotten off.
Yeah.
Well, they spent the last 18, 20 years in jail.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it, like, that you bring up the forensic stuff is... that they were just discovering a lot of this stuff about DNA, and it was kind of like they got a little over eager, that they thought they understood all this stuff really well, and they really didn't.
Yeah, they didn't have all the things straightened out yet. It was just kind of like, hey, we've got this. This looks like a marker for this,
right?
And
probably now they
sometimes
still don't
it
have
turns
it.
Out it wasn't.
They probably don't. But it's like, you know, they're further now. Excuse me. Than they were then.
Yeah, it's definitely more. That's good radio, science. Right there. than it was back then. That was more of like exploratory time, probably.
Yeah, it was when it was kind of more of an art form.
Right.
It's like if we put a black light in this room, you know how much DNA is on the walls in here?
Dude, this was my niece's room, yeah, man.
I thought this was your bedroom.
No.
Animals on the ceiling. Yeah.
Right? He's lying. Back corner, correct?
What?
Yours was back there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
All right, great, so great radio. We won't ever put a black light in that room.
Did you leave your old room exactly
like
as it always
Pollock
was?
Painting.
No.
Yeah, that's like that's from Guardians of the Galaxy. It's like, man, which, oh, like, I don't have a black. Yeah, look, I don't have a black light around here.
That movie was so good. Oh well, me and the Gam can talk about one movie, new movie that both of us have seen.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I actually, right before the podcast, I came back from seeing The Revenant.
Oh, was it good? No.
Sucks.
If it was good, you would say
I wouldn't say it sucks, but it was not.
Did he get raped by a bear? Isn't that what I heard happening?
There was a very odd moment during the bear attack scene where the bear, like, mounts him from behind and gives a good thrust. And he actually went,
ooh.
You know, overall, it was okay. I didn't find the plot that... It was a very, very simple plot, and that's fine. It doesn't always have to be complicated, but I didn't find it compelling.
Did you guys go together?
No. Dave saw it a while ago.
No, I saw it by myself.
Oh, okay.
I saw it at a movie... I finally went to the movie tavern in Flower Town.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that cool? It's open, I guess.
Ugh. The only thing that pisses me off is that they... don't have the one in Collegeville used to have Stella Cidre on tap, and so I had the mug. You can like buy the movie tavern mug, and then it's $10 to get it filled, and it was fucking four beers. But this place doesn't have what's that?
The mug is like you can fit four beers,
it's like 50 ounces,
okay,
roughly.
Holy shit,
and
that's not a mug,
the bathroom.
It was awesome, but yeah, so like I get to this place and I'm like, you know. You guys have Stella? And she's like, no, we have Angry Orchard. And I go, okay, well, here's my mug. And she goes, oh, we only have that in bottles.
Ah.
And I'm like, really? And so she brings me two bottles. It barely fills up half the fucking mug, and I got to pay $12 for those two.
What a bitch.
And I'm like, fuck. God, you suck.
She choke slammer.
Flower Town is a different demographic than Collegeville.
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
Everything's more flower-based.
But yeah, The Revenant was...
This is Flower Town, sir.
Nothing is gluten-free here.
Did you not notice?
It's all wheat. All wheat all the time.
I almost feel like the Academy kind of mailed it in to get Leo DiCaprio a Best Actor for this. Like, he didn't get it yet, but like, he won the SAG Award for it, and I'm like, it wasn't that good.
That's
like,
what I was going to ask you. Just because movies. He hasn't won one yet, and that's are they pushing it because of that?
Like, I think they do
that.
He's only 41. He can win it next year or the year after.
I didn't think his portrayal was worthy of an Oscar or a SAG Award or whatever he won.
It's like the powers that be just determined, like, it's his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's stupid.
I mean, he was good. I'm not saying he wasn't good, but he just wasn't amazing.
Black people going for the Oscar this year.
Yeah.
Who's up for the Oscar this year? Who is it?
Leo.
I don't know.
Leo and what?
Some other people, I guess.
Nothing.
Brendan Cooper.
Like, no, it's not.
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Brendan Cooper.
The Cooper. Brendan
Cooper. Brendan, you're up for the Oscar.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to start working on my speech soon.
Yeah, actually, well, this is one funny thing with the SAG Awards.
Keep it short, man. Keep it short.
Okay.
Plug all right already. All
Brendan
the time.
Cooper is Wolf Cop.
Fucking Idris Elba won. He won for Best Supporting Actor, and then he also won for, like, I don't know, like, Best Male Lead in a TV Show. Like, he won two fucking SAG Awards for two different shows this year.
For Luther? Was that for Luther?
It might. I don't remember. I just saw his name
it.
Coming
the one
up.
With the,
he is fucking awesome, though. Like, that dude,
he's a good actor.
Really good.
He's a really good actor.
I forget the name of the movie, but it was the one about the child soldiers.
Thor?
In Africa.
Yeah, yeah. Thor? So, no.
He's Hemdale.
He is in Thor.
Yeah, Thor.
Minions.
The best actors
he'll
this
be
year.
He'll be back in Ragnarok.
Is Bryan Cranston for Trombone. Matt Damon for Martian.
Matt Damon!
Leo DiCaprio for
Trombone Revenant.
Was that Rusty Trombone?
Yeah.
And Rusty then, Trombone, the movie.
It's a porn film.
Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs.
Wow, really?
And then Eddie Redmayne for the Danish girl.
Oh. That just looked creepy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've heard of it. It's like, wow, dude, you're dressing up? I mean, it's really creepy. Like,
I'm going to go with Matt Damon.
Matt Damon!
He was Damon. Really good in The Martian.
Every time it gets said, I just can't not. It's like the Epstua. I got to keep it going.
I'm Matt Damon.
Yeah, so, Idris Elba won Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Supporting Role for Beast of No Nation. And then he also won something else.
Beastmaster's up?
BBC TV show that he's in.
Oh
right, yeah. Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Television Movie Series, Idris Elba for Luther.
Yeah.
Because they never have an award for the worst actor, do they, or actor?
That's
the
Razzies.
Yeah, they do.
I think Adam Sandler's won the most. I know.
He has won it many times.
What was bullshit was Jack and Jill. He won the female and the male worst actor. For Jack and Jill the 1 year. I like that movie.
You would.
I thought it was all right.
Adam Sandler. He's so terrible.
Did anybody see the Dog Awards? Us texting you guys.
Yeah, I watched
it. I turned it off for like 2 seconds. And yeah. I was like, wait, are the dogs winning awards? And you were like, yeah. And then I turned it off.
I watched like a minute of it. I was same with Mike. I tuned right out.
They had best supporting actor to a dog.
Yes.
It was Jason Schwartzman.
Yes, I saw name? That. Yeah, I saw that.
He was there. He got an award for it. It was really funny.
It's like, wow.
I like when people actually show up for those things.
He was like the only guy that showed up.
You got to have to be able to take the piss out of yourself, you know?
If you want to think about it, people showed up for the All Right Already. So the first first annual. People showed up for that.
We had quite a crowd.
What do you think next year is going to be like?
I already have the Erotic Bakery booked.
Oh, nice. Nice. Erotic Bakery. Erotic Bakery.
A pair of tits or a giant dick? Yeah.
I saw these like...
How about a pair of giant dicks?
I looked it up because I was thinking about doing it for next year. It's like, get like these cookies or just like a bunch of different vaginas on them.
Oh, like vagina form.
I thought we'd have them out maybe and like a boob cake or something.
Why don't we get some Mike and have it like a gummy vaginas?
If he so desires. Anyway.
What if we get an ice cream cake? Then we
get him a gluten-free dick.
Yes.
Yeah, call the Erotic Bakery.
Do you have gluten-free?
Sorry, all of our dicks are wheat-based.
Yeah. Oh, that's because the place is in Flower Town.
Exactly. Yeah. Do you make cakes with big balls?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Do you make... what color? Any color?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Whatever you want.
Is it gluten-free? Can I get it real fleshy?
Can I have a hermaphrodite cake? And what flavor would that be?
You drink Jesus? I'd like a lot of extra fleshy coloring on it.
Big fat blue vein in it.
Hermaphrodite, what flavor would that be?
Can you make the vagina cake have black lips?
Sir, this is the fifth time you called us this week.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to stop calling, or I'm going to have to contact the police.
Sir, this is a Barnes & Noble. That old joke.
I'm going back to that one. Yeah. A little call back there.
Yeah. Put him in a situation where he's not supposed to be. But, yeah. Anyway, I think I'll probably order something like that for it, too. Yeah. Maybe get better awards.
Oh, yeah. Those were great, the ones you got. I mean, they seem pretty high class.
Yeah, man. Mine hasn't left the center console of my car yet.
Oh, you
it's
kept it?
It's in a secure location.
Nice. Flesh-colored.
Fuck yeah, I took it home.
Oh, Tim has the
sticker on the back
of
his phone.
Mascot sticker. Nice. I think maybe I'll hire someone.
Came off the face of my soldier. Whatever that means.
Can you get Michael Buffer to do the announcements?
We have an announcer. I wouldn't want to see what Scott would do to him if he tried to announce for him.
Yeah. Who, Michael Buffer?
They could do an announce-off.
Announce-off. Throw it down?
Yeah.
Exactly. You got to do like really, really fake, you know, like you got punched in the face every time he does like, let's get ready to rumble. And you're like,
Maybe hire some impersonators.
Roadhouse. That'd be kind of cool. Like Travolta and like...
why would you Bradley hire Cooper? Travolta?
Who else do we talk about?
Out of all fucking people, why would you hire that hack?
Exactly.
So terrible.
Schwarzenegger impersonator.
Oh, now.
We get just have like wandering around, pay a guy to dress as the All Right Already mascot.
What's he doing?
Just a homeless around. Dude. Just find a homeless guy, pay him to be the...
Like a giant round head on him. With the thing.
I got an idea that he's going to be the only person there that's impersonating
him. We'll make a paper mache head.
Yeah, exactly. Tim. That'd be great.
Hey, I have experience at that.
Yeah, Mike made a bobblehead.
Oh, that's right.
Time.
That was a good.
That thing was amazing. I still have it.
It's a good costume.
Yeah. It's still in my closet because it's the greatest artistic creation of my life.
Awesome.
Mike created a costume of himself as a bobblehead for Halloween. It was brilliant. It was really cool. Good idea.
I put a lot of effort into that, dude. It took like days.
Yes. That's I saw the metamorphosis too at firsthand. It was
you were there
crazy.
And it's birthing.
Yes.
and then I tried afterwards. I tried my hand at I was going to make a paper mache dick and balls for another and it turned out like it was supposed to be
that's a sophomore slump.
Yeah, so much time on your hand. Nothing else to do.
Literally.
I mean, got nothing else to do.
Well, it was supposed to be a pinata.
Honey, what are you doing?
A big dick and balls pinata. But it was, I made it way too well, and it just would not fucking, I made two. I made like a so I could practice, like, breaking it.
Fight with them?
If you build it, it will come.
But yeah, like I tried to break the first one, and it, like you said, to seriously fucking hit that thing to break it. I made it too well.
I'm going to make two that you can attach to belts so you can just run around and fight each other with.
That'd be awesome.
Like in a samurai suit.
Yeah.
What would you do? Like you'd be jousting with him or something?
Yeah, like sword fight, you know.
Oh my God.
These nuts.
Holy shit.
I'm not artistic, but I have interest in making.
We're talking about the cake and that you were going to get, and then we went from
there to.
Actually, we were talking about SAG Awards.
Yes, SAG Awards. Yes, we were talking about SAG Awards. We were back to the Revenant. I'm sorry, back to the Revenant. So neither of you guys liked it.
I didn't hate it, but I don't
not
think
impressed.
It was nearly as good as it's like being.
I mean, they're touting it like it's supposed to be this awesome like piece of film. You know?
The thing that honestly that surprised me the most is like we talked about this earlier, but they were talking about like oh it's so amazingly violent and like it is violent for a movie that has a star of Leo DiCaprio's like kind of you know pedigree. It's surprisingly violent for a film with him in it. But overall, it's not that violent. Like it's there's some real nasty shit.
It's not like Gangs in New York.
No, it's not. It's not Gangs in New York. Well, no, I'd probably put it on par with the amount of violence in Gangs in New York. But like, people are talking about it all the time, and it's like, have any of you seen like Apocalypto or you know any of those kind of movies? You know,
Bloodsucking Freaks.
Has anyone seen fucking Bloodsucking Freaks?
No, like Apocalypto puts it to shame, or like
that was a cool movie.
From what I've heard, whatever the Bone Tomahawk that Kurt Russell was.
Oh yeah, you were talking about
is ridiculously
that's got a brutal
violent.
Scene in it.
It was just the first time I've ever even heard it. Would it
didn't get any. Yeah, it got no
limited
play.
Release or was it
I don't even know
to DVD. Or?
It might have been straight to DVD. I only heard about it because somebody sent me a link saying like this is. The most violent scene I've ever seen. And it's like, yeah, they're in like a, they're not in a prison, but they're captured by Indians and the Indians kill this dude. And they do it in probably the most brutal way I have ever seen on camera.
I think they prefer Native Americans.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
But it could be this Indian.
No, there's no anal rape, but it's fucking nasty, man. It's
what's it
fucked
called?
Up. It's called Bone Tomahawk.
I'll have to check it out. Yeah. Has anybody seen Green Inferno? Is that what it's called?
Green Inferno.
You know what I'm talking about? Green Hell, Green Inferno. It's an Eli Roth movie.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be vicious.
It's
like
just
fake. Well, it's not. They're not really killing people.
It's not. I mean, it's not docu at
like,
all.
They got this guy strung up on a rock, and the one bitch, this old witch lady, like pulls out his eyeball, and it just looks fake, and then she eats it.
It's supposed to be like Cannibal Holocaust.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, do. You've been to my house, so I put it on.
It's like a bunch of these like Greenpeace people, and they go to the Amazon to make a fuss about these people cutting down the forest. So they chain themselves up to trees, and they get this one girl that's like a daughter of a lawyer, and then their plane crashes in the middle of the Amazon that they're trying to save, and then there's cannibals and they capture them.
Oh, you know, I think I do remember hearing something about that.
Whatever. Yeah, it's like Cannibal Holocaust, really. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. You don't like it?
Burn the rainforest.
Well, that's not a good idea.
They're the lungs of the world, Dave. How can you say that?
What about, like, isn't, like, Tom Hardy up for Best Supporting Actor for The Revenant? And then didn't he's, like, also up for another award for Mad Max?
Honestly, I would say Tom Hardy was better than Leo DiCaprio.
He should win for Mad Max. That
I just
good.
Can't. Yeah. Also, a lot of people say that.
I know.
I didn't get Mad Max.
Everybody hates it. I think it's awesome.
No, I liked the movie. I really did, but he doesn't deserve an award for it. I want to
see it again.
He was okay.
He had like a non-speaking role.
Basically, yeah. Like he had a grunting role.
So did Arnold Schwarzenegger and Conan.
It's like
fucking awesome.
Yeah, but he was nominated for an Oscar.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, he wasn't.
It's like Kurt Russell in that movie Soldier.
Yeah.
That movie. $65,000 per word.
Wow.
What's his Tom Hardy?
He spoke like 241 words in the whole movie.
In Soldier?
Yeah.
What was the, did you guys see like, it was like the making of Dune?
Yes.
That never was made. And Salvador Dali was like, I want to be the most expensive actor.
Oh, yes.
I'll charge you $1 million a minute for me to be on the movie.
So he's in it for like 30 seconds.
He's in it for like 30 seconds.
Oh, wait. Jodorowsky's Dune.
Yeah.
That was great.
Cool. That was a cool
documentary. Yeah, the guy's a maniac.
Yeah.
El Topo and...
That wasn't like the Spice Wars Dune?
No. It never was made.
Yeah, it was never made. Yeah,
they were going to make it, but they didn't.
It's based off the same
production.
Yeah.
But they basically took a lot of the stuff that he did. Not all of it, but a lot of it. They took it and... You incorporated in the
was that David
movie.
Lynch that did Dune or
yes
yeah was.
Yeah enjoyed it, it was Lynch De Laurentiis I think produced it right or something like
I
that
I don't know I don't think I ever even saw it
you never saw Dune
wow
I might really? Have seen it when I was a kid
what are you doing remember you live on a rock
the best fucking Sega Genesis game Dune
2. I played that like crazy actually yeah Dave you and I both played that like the shit out of that game
I thought Herzog's Y was the best
that was a great game
Y was a precursor.
The Dune one was like the first like real-time strategy kind of game where you have to like manage resources or like some kind of...
Harvest spice.
Dumb.
Create electricity.
It's not a first-person fighter.
And was that for the PS1, that Dune?
It was for
or?
Genesis.
Oh, Genesis.
Wow. Oh, that old.
Now that's 8-bit game.
Yeah.
That's a phrase that you'll hear more and more nowadays when you ask a kid about something and it's like, oh, I never saw the movie, but I played the game.
Yeah. I played a video game.
Aren't they teaching video games in school now? Like, because there's, I mean, some of them do have a
plot Angry Birds class.
Angry Birds class.
Oh, it's like that old line in, remember the college movie PSU?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like...
This is
college in the 90s. You can major in Game Boy if you know how to bullshit.
Yeah.
PCU.
I got to watch that again. I bet it's so dated.
Oh, was that Jeremy Piven?
I'm sure it is.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
Didn't he have less hair in that movie? No, he's got like a full head.
He's got a wig.
Probably. Yeah.
HGH is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Soundtrack by Mudhoney and George Clinton.
Really?
I don't know. Look at Peyton Manning. His forehead keeps getting bigger.
That's because his head's expanding from
forehead
the
growth.
HGH.
I just heard about that today.
What?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah.
Being under investigation for HGH.
Yeah.
His head is huge.
Is he going to be allowed to play in the Super Bowl?
He broke his
neck.
They're not going to stop Peyton Manning from playing the Super Bowl. I don't care whether his head was like the size of the stadium.
Well, it's because his head's so
just
big.
It's like stem cells. They inject stem cells to heal you now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that works.
It works awesome.
Yeah.
I know someone that had him injected into his knee and it rebuilt his knee.
It's crazy. That's the future.
Sperm.
We've been throwing placentas away for hundreds of years.
Could have been eaten.
Hey, well, they just, I think it was England.
Some cultures do eat
that. No, I know that.
The guy at work that did that.
I think it was England that they just this week approved genetic modification of embryos.
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, fuck.
So, like, you can pick your child's hair color and eye color and all that shit. You can pick it.
Isn't that what Mengele was trying to do?
Their birth rate's so low, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo.
Mengele was trying to do a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. That guy was fucked up.
Yeah, you think?
Have you guys listened? Like, it's funny, though.
Uncle Joe?
Have you guys listened to Angel of Death recently? No. I was listening to it recently. It is like the awesomest and stupidest song in the world you've ever heard in your life. Like, it's crazy.
Wait, is that by like Megadork or
Slayer?
Slayer.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Everyone's
song.
Like Slayer.
I was never a Slayer fan.
He just talks about the twins getting their heads sewn together. Yeah, that's right. They rip each other apart.
He's the angel of death. That's right.
Dude. Yeah.
It's about Joseph Mengele.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
It's a happy song about.
But if you listen to the song, though, like some of it, you're just like, this is the most ridiculous, stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. But it's the awesomest song you've ever heard at the same time.
That's like the
way
I feel about.
If I could do the scream that high right now.
The scream in the beginning, you're like, this is what my grandmother thinks of heavy metal.
So what do you think of the Salamanizer?
Salamanizer is a great song.
Oh, from GWAR?
Yeah.
Listen to it?
Not even on the radar.
Oh, that's one of my all-time favorite GWAR songs.
It's kind of like N.W.A.
Yeah. They did it to the same beat.
You think they'll do a docudrama like they did for NWA for
I would hope.
GWAR?
I would hope.
Straight out of Antarctica?
I think they kind of did that. What was that? They did that one live broadcast.
Live from Antarctica.
Yeah, live from Antarctica.
I wonder if Bill saw him there.
Oh, have any of you guys seen Straight Out of Compton?
Yes.
I have not seen that yet. I do want to, though.
Is it good? It was okay.
It was enjoyable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth watching.
Basically, like, it tells like a mellow story of like what they became and how they became.
Yeah, right. There's not a lot of like violence or anything. It, the thing that I found really interesting about it that I didn't really know is the only one of them that really was like a gangster was Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Like Ice Cube and Dre and them, they were high school students.
Right.
Yeah.
They were kind of wannabes.
Yeah, but Eazy-E was like a straight up drug dealer, like gangster.
And
dude,
the thing that I didn't really know was like Ice Cube saw what was happening with the manager and Eazy-E. Like, Eazy-E came to the attention and said, "This is my band, and like, this is what we're doing." And he's like, "All right, you're my guy, and like, you're gonna get like all the royalties, like kind of like what a lead singer would do with like the rights to the songs and whatnot." And like,
right.
Ice Cube's like, "I wrote the songs, like, I need to get more money." And then he's like, "Well, you got to talk to Eazy." And then he's like, "Well, you got to talk to the manager." And then he's like, "I'm out." And then he started his own thing.
Right.
It's like I just watched the movie.
Yeah,
pretty much.
and if it's spoiler alert, to be believed, at least
I don't need to see it now. It's like I was there.
Eazy and Ice Cube were like in contact and were in the middle of making up basically when Eazy died.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I think because even like Dre raps about it. He talks about hey, you know, he's like, that was all kind of fucked up what we did anyway. It was kind of stupid, you know.
Yeah,
so. Well, yeah, they show that like they did put out another album. Dre was on it, and then the whole thing was Suge Knight,
right?
And
that's a movie, a Suge Knight movie.
He's definitely portrayed as the villain in Straight Out of Compton.
It's because he is. That guy's a maniac.
Death Row Records. Death Row, yeah. It's like Dre was like, "I don't know what's going on with this." He's like, "I got to get out of this." And then he started Aftermath.
Right.
So
yeah, that's right. He basically like gave him.
He's like, "I don't want the music.
Yeah, you have keep it." Yeah, he gave him all that money basically and walked away. But I mean, shit worked out for him.
The Chronic, dude.
Yeah, well, the first one.
Remember we used to play that at the bar and then turn the radio up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a switch under the jukebox so you could turn the volume up super loud.
At Muggs?
It was at
Kelly's. Oh, it was at Kelly's. That's right.
You could like reach under. And
yeah, that shit always scared me, though. It's like I felt like it was like in Flash Gordon putting my arm into the...
Flash Gordon.
What was that thing called?
Trial or something.
Oh, yeah. And there would be that, what was it? It was like a scorpion.
Yeah, playing inside the log. Yeah. And you had to stick it into the stump or whatever.
What was the other thing? Not the bollworms.
Not the bollworms.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, Straight Outta Compton was worth watching. It was an interesting story.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to check it out.
And actually, the actors were really, really good.
Yeah.
They were all really good.
Wasn't Ice Cube played by his son or something?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah,
and he was great. He was like great. Oh, yeah. He was great. The dude that played Eazy-E was really good.
Was he fucked up? Did he have the eight ball rolling?
Probably. But I did think it was funny that, like, you know, MC Ren, which, you know, he wrote a lot of the shit for NWA. And they talked about, like, you know, when they tried to make him something, and it just fucking failed miserably. Like, well, yeah.
Yeah, it was like, because Easy couldn't write. So as soon as Cube left, they were going to have Ren do it. And Dre was like just like the DJ, like the beat maker.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, like, when it all fell apart, like, it was just, like, Dre made something of himself, Cube made something of himself, and then Easy was, like, left with nothing because the manager kept fucking him.
Right.
So, I mean...
And Ren was just, like the dude standing on the sidelines.
And Kid Rock broke up, you know?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, quite a comparison.
That's a good documentary. There's another guy, though, Kid Rock one.
I haven't seen it. Is it decent?
No, it'd be cool if there was one.
Oh, he said it'd be cool. I thought there was one.
It's called Joe Dirt.
Dude, he's awesome in that movie. He's fucking great in that movie. We don't want you round, Dirt.
3 foot nine with what, a 10 foot dick.
What? Was there another dude?
Yeah, it was like Easy, Ren, Cube, Dre.
And Yella.
And Yella, yeah.
He's like invisible in the movie. Yeah, he's Yella. Room. What's he do? He just yeah. MC Yella.
He's Asian.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a good movie. It's worth watching. At times, it got a little stilted at times.
Yeah,
like, you know, they were like, you know, told that they couldn't play Straight Outta or couldn't play Fuck the Police in certain cities.
Right.
And so they were like, there was like the big scene where they decided to play Fuck the Police in like Detroit or something, and
it was a riot.
Yeah, it was like angry, and it was like it was all stilted, but overall, it's worth watching.
All right, check it out.
Ice-T movie. How about you guys?
Ice-T? I love an Ice-T movie.
Oh yeah, absolutely, man.
Is there
Howie Lands Coco?
Howie Lands. That's a show, man. You can watch that all the time.
Yeah,
is that a show?
Yeah,
Ice Loves Coco.
Really? Yeah, what channel is that on?
I don't know if it's still on anymore.
Big
actually,
Tits, Round Asses.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, I forget. I think it was
on that show.
It was either on VH1 or like.
It was. I think it was on VH1. Yeah. I know Robin watched it all the time. I'd come home and she'd watch it. I'm like, you watch this show? She's like, this show is just so ridiculous. That's it's
basically
ridiculous.
Her trying on clothes like the whole time.
Yeah,
like going shopping.
And he's sitting, yeah, pretty much. It's like this.
Uh-huh. I love that there was like she actually went and had her ass x-rayed. Because everybody's like, she's got ass implants.
Yeah.
She's like, this is all natural. And went and had her ass x-rayed and put the x-ray up on her Twitter.
Yeah.
What about when she cheated on Ice with that other rapper?
Oh, man.
You guys didn't see
that? I didn't know that.
No. Oh, my God. Just type in Coco cheats and you'll see it on the internet. It's fucking hilarious.
Wow.
Got caught blowing them somewhere at some club.
Not cool.
She's a lot younger than Ice-T, though.
Yeah, she's like 29.
Yeah.
He's like 55.
Yeah, yeah, and she was a stripper beforehand.
Yes.
That's where he found her, was at the strip club.
That's where she was discovered.
Yes.
That's where she was grown.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Is that Ice-T?
At the vagina farm.
Ice-T is here tonight, guys.
Love me some Ice-T, man.
He's all right.
Power.
Ice-Cube.
Dude.
Power.
Ice-T.
I'm probably more of a Cube fan than I am an Ice T fan, but I do like both.
If you put them together,
like
it's a refreshing drink.
The new Triple X movie is coming out this summer.
I'm surprised they didn't really get together and do a duo.
The Return of Sailor Cage.
This is the refreshing drink coming at you. Yeah.
You got cubes in my iced tea, bitch.
Did you ever see that? Like someone at a McDonald's like took a picture of Cube and put it on the ice.
I have seen that.
And then someone took a picture of like iced tea and put it over top of like the Nest tea.
It's a good idea.
Then on the handicapped bathroom, they put Picard's head.
I'm just killing Scott tonight.
And it said instead of men's, it says X-Men's.
Oh my God. I still have that Red Man Method Man drink that Tony and Sonny got me all those years ago when we.
That was seriously like 15 years ago.
Yeah, oh, it was 16. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's a Red Man drink?
It's a Red Man Method Man drink. Like right when How High came out.
Don't they have
it's
like
a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's great. It is a great
movie. That's a good movie.
Like potato chips. They sell them at the bodega.
Oh, the wrap snacks.
Rap Snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Remember those?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Little homies.
Yeah. Little homies were actually like little action figures, but the rap snacks are.
I thought there was little chumpies. I think it was one was called little chumpies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, straight out of Compton. Check it out.
Straight out of Topics.
Ringing endorsements.
Straight out of Topics.
You guys hear about those kids in Tennessee that died drinking that new shoeshine?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's Mountain Dew mixed with racing fuel.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that would kill you.
Yeah, what?
Because
what?
It's methanol. They think that you get fucked up. It's like drinking rubbing alcohol.
You get fucked up, all right.
So well, how did they die? Did they light a cigarette or start smoking?
No, they die. It physically kills
the
them.
The poison them. Starts attacking your system.
It's not ethanol, which is like glorious alcohol. It's methanol. It's wood alcohol. It kills you.
Oh, okay.
It's like you can go one of two ways. If you drink enough... You can either be totally okay, you go fucking blind, or you die. Like, those are the three options.
It's like moonshine can make you blind.
Right. It's like, if you don't, if you end up making methanol instead of ethanol, it'll kill you.
That's why a bunch of people died during Prohibition.
They're drinking all kinds of fucked up shit.
Does methanol stink?
I don't
racing
know.
Racing fuel smells like death.
Well, I'm saying, like, because I'm thinking, it's like, racing. Methane.
I don't think it's the same stuff.
That's crazy though. But it's racing fuel.
Have you guys seen Dew Shine though? Like Mountain Dew has a Dew Shine product. It's a crystal clear Mountain Dew that originally Mountain Dew, like the story behind it is like they made it to mix with moonshine. That's why like the old
called a
bottle. Oh, really?
It had like a hillbilly drinking out of
a jug. I saw that in a throwback Mountain Dew can. Yeah.
Well, that's what it was, but then they came out with a new product a few years ago, like it's called Dew Shine. It's like crystal clear.
Holy shit.
You know, and it, soda that you mix with.
Oh, so it's not, it doesn't have an alcohol content, Dew Shine.
Okay. It's a mix, I guess. But
well, Mountain Dew tastes like ass.
That
anyways.
Doesn't encourage anybody, any children or anything to try drinking.
Mountain Dew is probably worse than moonshine.
Let's make a Mountain Dew product that you can mix with moonshine. I like specifically.
Mountain Dew does not make you sterile.
Where the fuck does this shit come from?
The most offensive 10-second rant we've ever heard in our life.
And the award goes to Stay.
I'll take it.
Back to like when you do something fucking amazing, you're always by yourself. You fuck up, the whole world's watching.
That's too true, man.
You suck one dick.
I know, it's like that. There's an old joke in there somewhere where it's like, you save 1,000 kids from poverty or starvation, but you fuck one goat and you're a goat fucker.
one goat, one chicken.
I remember that passage. That was offensive. Dave, you go watch
it. It sounds so beautiful in Arabic.
What do I need to watch out for?
They're going to come after you.
The Mahuddin?
I think it has definitely gotten a little bit.
You know, so,
what caucuses are tonight?
If it is raining pussy, you'll get hit in the head with a dick?
Bunch of dicks.
I never heard that one.
Nah? If it's raining pussy... You get hit in the head with a dick?
Dicks.
No?
Who told you that? Your priest?
It's like just being like the most unlucky guy in the world.
My dad told me that one.
Okay.
You were a good-looking kid, huh, John, when you were a kid? How come no priest wanted to suck your dick?
I know. Bullshit.
I don't even have a complex about it.
Wow. He's coming after you.
Nah, not really.
No? It's not like that. It's not like that roast.
Well, like I told him.
Not like that roast.
Cool story, bro.
It goes back to like what I want to talk about earlier with like fucking awesome nicknames. Like, I guess the best nickname ever that I fucking ruined it was for our gluttonous friend.
Oh, that was a good one.
We had that shit going for 2-3 years. We'd call him G and he fucking loved it. But in reality, we all knew that G meant glutton.
Who blew that one?
I blew it.
The bird. I think we crossed that line.
I had a buddy named Crowbar. His dick was shaped like a crowbar.
What?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Talking about awesome nicknames.
Nicknames.
Crowbar. Remember our buddy One Arm Mike?
Oh, I remember One Arm Mike.
I'm trying to think of good nicknames. I don't know if I know any good.
Stinky Pete.
River Rat.
The River Rat.
The River Rat.
Who was the River Rat?
That, oh, I remember you telling that story with Pete.
He used to jizz on the pizzas at Route 66, he said.
Wow.
He was like the cook at the bar.
Wow.
We rehearsed with them. We were supposed to start playing shows with them. He was a drummer.
And then you found Lenny.
Yeah, this is pre-Lenny, post-Sean, okay. I'd say.
See, that's why I'm always nice to, like, customer service or people that handle my food or drinks.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, don't play around.
Yeah, I've been there. I worked at, I've worked at particular convenience stores and I worked in bars. And if, like, someone's giving you shit, you, like, turn around, spit in their drink.
Jizz
in
their fucking pizza. Oh, takes work.
That's a little over the top. That does take a lot of work.
I think when he said it, I think he was kidding, though. There's no way.
You need a little bit of time to do that.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, unless you could just, like, pop one off every few minutes, like, no problem.
Maybe he had a hair trigger.
That guy was nuts.
You think?
We were at some party in, like, middle of the night. Gray's Ferry. And,
yeah. What were you doing at Gray's Ferry,
He was getting, like, tattooed, like, in the kitchen. Like screaming.
Was I there? I think I was there for that.
I don't know if you were there.
I was at a party with something like that was happening.
That dude Brian's house, his son was running around. It was like fucking wacky.
Who the fuck was that guy that was the night manager at Toys R Us that was a friend of Kevin's?
Oh, that dude, yeah.
And no names.
Night manager at Toys R Us.
That's all we're going, but like we were at a party at his house or was his friend's party. And the guy was like, I'm going to fuck every girl here. And he's walking down the steps, bombed out of his mind. And he, like, turns this girl over and he starts banging her. And the guy turns to Kevin and goes, should we tell him it's his sister?
No, that can't be true.
True story.
Whoa. That, like, made me sick to my stomach just now.
Wow. That's nasty.
That can't be true.
Put a funnel in his girlfriend's ass.
I remember his saying, he told that story. I remember that. Wow. I do remember him telling.
Does that guy have a nickname?
Yeah. Night manager.
I mean, was
his name was Icy Mike,
fighter of the day manager.
Was his sister passed out, like, or? I mean, he was drunk, so he didn't know what he was doing.
Out, yeah.
Okay,
wow.
So basically, he raped.
Yeah,
what a fucking scumbag!
Everyone.
All right, I'm just notching off all the parts we're going to cut out of this podcast.
Can we that go is some deeper? Creepy
shit. Might not be anything left.
This will be the shortest podcast yet.
Yeah.
It's like 5 minutes long.
It really is.
No, we've probably got a good 15 minutes, you reckon?
Oh, left? Yeah, maybe.
I'm going to say, I'm totally amazed at the fact that we have like not talked about anything, and we're bordering on 57 minutes.
Yeah, like almost an hour.
And we have not talked about anything.
It's just been a giant bullshitting session.
Pretty much.
It's amazing how popular this podcast is.
Who's listening to this? I want to know. I want names.
There's like... Our listenership, if anything, our listenership has been flatlining for about 2 years. There was a moment where it started to seem to spike up a little bit, but then it disappeared.
How long was that moment, do you think? Very quick.
1 week worth.
We had like a female listener or female guest.
Usually the more guests we have, the higher the listeners are.
Yeah.
Because I think they're just listening.
They would have listened to anyone but us talk.
They probably just tell listen to us bullshit.
Whatever.
We've been pretty steady.
Yeah, you said it's about 50, 60 people every week, right?
Yeah, that's about it. That's cool, though. It's all right. We got our listeners.
Are we going to do that boost on Facebook?
Sure.
No, it costs money.
Yeah, but we're going to spend $5.
Yeah.
All right, everybody pony up 75 cents. We're going to buy a boost.
Sweet.
A boost, the, motherfucker.
I'll keep throw in the a dollar. Whole dollar. You can keep the change.
Yeah, go keep the change and go buy the...
That's a low price.
Go buy the soldiers for next year's...
At the dollar store.
At the dollar store. Go buy the award statues.
We have plastic dinosaurs next year.
Sure, yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm with the T-Rex.
Next year, maybe I'll fashion... Out of
metal,
out of like Play-Doh, like caricatures of each person on the podcast.
Could give out fucking swords.
I could, but that sounds expensive.
That was done, Dave. That was done at that awesome bachelor party we went to.
Best bachelor party ever.
You got swords?
Yeah, we watched like Spider-Man on a fucking
projection screen.
Projection
TV.
Screen.
Nice.
And they gave out swords.
For what?
To kill yourself after.
Yeah, right.
as groomsmen skips.
Whose bachelor party was that?
Don't say.
Edgar.
Don't say, yeah.
Okay.
And why another Spider-Man, nickname? Like for like a bachelor party.
I don't
actually,
know.
Actually, what happened was the party opened up with an Xbox session where we had 8 controllers and we were playing on projection screen. Every game they put on, me and Chris beat all their fucking asses. So then they were like, let's watch all the battle scenes from Lord of the Rings. So then we sat through that bullshit. Then they had a sword giving out ceremony, and then they started watching Spider-Man.
At least there was a sword swallowing going on.
We look at one another, we're like, let's get the fuck out of here and go to a strip club.
Well, it depends on what you like. Some people like that, though, I guess. I don't know.
No.
I know.
Who don't? Fuck them.
Nobody likes that.
I don't know. Like, even if you like something like that, you don't do it on your bachelor party.
Yeah.
I mean...
True.
Guy, a bunch of guys, and it's a guy that shoots like jizzy webs everywhere.
Jizzy webs.
Dog. True.
I don't know. I had like some conundrums when I was a kid, like watching Conan the Barbarian and able to fucking whack off and come before the witch turned evil. And
I remember that part. There's a lot of nude scenes in that movie. There's like 3 or 4.
It's like a huge orgy.
They've had a lot of conundrums.
Is that the definition of a conundrum?
Yeah, it's a problem.
A conundrum.
Trouble.
Conundrum.
So,
that's even worse.
So the conundrum, what? Yeah, you had to jerk off before what? Arnold gets on the screen? Because otherwise, gay?
Before the... turns evil and starts attacking you.
That's like your conundrum was like, when you were punching the one-eyed midget to Wolf Cop and then she turned into a dude.
Yeah, yeah. I still feel conflicted about that, but you know. What are you going to do?
Couldn't stop, right?
Yeah, of course. I'm not going to stop.
Well, Brennan, you know there's no such thing as a chick with a dick. It's a dude with tits.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
class. We're going to learn about conundrums today. Does anyone have any examples of a conundrum?
Is it a chick with a dick, or is it a dick?
Emsley Brothers, do you have any conundrums to bring to the class?
I was watching Conan.
There was a good couple good scenes of Conan. I gotta say,
if I remember the snake scene.
I'm excited for Conan snake the Conqueror. Scene.
Yeah, and yeah. Arnold has signed on. He's on it.
What's his role? Is he just gonna be? I don't know.
What happens is Conan gets tired of being king, and he loses everything. And that's where the movie picks up.
But like Arnold's role in the new one, right? He's not going to be Conan.
He's Conan. Conan the King. Conan the Conqueror.
That's cool.
He's done everything. Mm-hmm. He's lost everything. It's like redemption all wrapped up into one.
Isn't that kind of like the plot of... the fuck was that?
A lot of movies?
No, like the Pitch Black series.
Finding Nemo.
Jesus.
Chronicles of Riddick. What was that other one that came out?
Yeah, I always thought
where,
that
like,
was...
He was like the leader of like the...
Necromancers.
They were talking about Necromongers.
Necromongers, yeah.
Right.
This is Riddick?
Yeah.
Well, there was Pitch Black. Pitch Black was an awesome movie.
No. Pitch Black and Chronicles of Riddick were both very good.
I didn't like any of them except for the third one, right?
Yeah, Riddick.
Yeah. I liked the third one.
Why the fuck was that like a repeat of Pitch Black?
Yeah.
It was basically the same movie.
Pitch Black was really good though, if I remember right.
It was a good horror movie.
Yeah.
A good sci-fi horror movie.
It's not good the second time. Stupid. I believe it. I only ever saw it once, so...
I can't wait for Fast and Furious, 15?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
They're coming out with an
8.
I like where they drove the cars out of the back of an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see that in the last one?
I didn't watch the motherfucking things. So. I only saw it in the trailer.
My favorite's Fast 5, where they're driving around with the safe.
Oh, yeah.
Attached to the Chargers.
Yep.
It's classic.
Because, in the 7th one, they're driving... through skyscrapers, right? They launch out of one skyscraper into another one.
In the $2 million car.
Fuck you.
Why do we have the Cylon noise?
That's not Cylon, that's Kit.
Kit.
Oh, right. Kit's going to be in Fast 8.
Don't hassle the Hoff,
man. Like Cylons, though, too, actually, in all fairness.
Cylon's more like...
Triple X3's coming out this summer.
Is that Ice Cube? Is he in Ice Cube and Diesel?
No, Vin Diesel.
It's like the Ice Cube.
Has anyone ever seen Vin Diesel's commercial when he does the thing about
Street Sharks? No.
It's fucking hilarious. He does like a commercial, an adverse for the Street Sharks.
Is that like related to like Sharknado or something?
No, Street Sharks was an actual... You never saw Street Sharks?
No.
It's a cartoon.
Tim's never seen Friends. He didn't see Street Sharks.
I never doubt
he might have seen it. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, it's Jawsome, you know?
It's Jawsome.
That's what sucks for Jawsome. Hasbro's making a Mask movie, a Visionaries movie. They're using their entire tour lines from the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Mask was like the little...
Do you know
action figures? Right,
they're going to make a Masters of the Universe also, and I think Mick G signed on, the guy that made Charlie's Angels and the.
Oh, nice! That'd be good.
I thought it was MCG.
Dog, Dave.
Isn't it Mick?
MCG.
It's capital M, little C. Mick.
Can't they get that right, man? I mean, that should be badass, right? He-Man.
What was wrong with the fucking Dolph Lundgren one?
It's not going
to
be good.
I thought it was good. I liked the Dolph Lundgren.
The problem is there's no plot to He-Man except to sell toys.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
It's based on like how many guys, how many new characters you can make to sell, like Manny Faces.
Yeah, right.
Fucking like Skunk Man, Skunk Door.
Wait a minute, what about Merman, dude? Merman's kind of cool.
Merman.
Merman's all right.
If you guys get a chance, check this trailer out. It's called Range 15. It's a zombie movie made by veterans, funded by veterans. So it's like realistic, but fucking crazy.
Huh. Really?
Mm. Okay.
It's pretty cool.
Is it out?
Not yet, but the trailer's out, and it's made by the guys that created Ranger Up, and like Matt Best, who pretty cool YouTubers.
I'll have to check it out.
Huh, okay.
All right.
That sounds interesting.
All right, guys. So, Abe Vigoda.
He's out.
He passed away. Yeah, man. Everybody thought he was dead for like the last 20 years.
That was a running joke.
A huge joke.
Does anybody have the
Beastie Boys joke about it?
Does anybody have the Barney Miller theme? It's pretty good, actually.
Honestly, like, yeah, that it's like a Beastie Boys reference. I'm always like, who the fuck are they even talking about?
I don't know, fish, man.
But if you see him, it's like, oh, that guy.
Like, you can recognize his face. Yeah. He's very famous.
Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Nah.
Well, he outlived Adam Young. Wow.
Yeah, which is crazy.
MCA.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, what else can you say about him? I guess we don't really have
Tessio, man.
Godfather's a great movie.
Dude.
Yeah.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Yeah.
Ironically, he's fish.
It was ironic. It's like Barney Miller came out like what?
74.
You think that's why they named him Fish on the show?
Maybe.
No, it's because he's...
Like, how did they have TV back then? Like, I've watched a number of shows from the 70s where they have one fucking set. Like, Archie Bunker was always his living room.
Yeah, sometimes they go to the bar.
Barney Miller, always the fucking police station.
Cheers. Look at Cheers.
Yeah.
Jesus.
A bunch of shows that never go anywhere.
It's cheaper.
The only time...
It's cheaper.
On like once every like 50 episodes of Cheers, they would go into the other side of the bar.
Right.
They go to Sam's office sometimes.
Oh, yeah, they go to the office.
Maude's the same way. They don't go anywhere. Oh,
I hate Maude. That's like my most hated show.
Yeah.
I always hated that show.
My, not into Maude.
Always hated it.
There's Maude.
Schneider in it, the handyman.
Oh, yeah, one day at a time. They never leave
the
apartment.
One day at a time, man.
Once in a while, they go in the hallway.
And then the Facts of Life.
Yeah, Facts of Life, same way. Good Times, same thing.
Different Strokes.
Yep.
All those shows are like that. But they're good. You had to write to them. You had to write it well.
Speaking of roasts, what's the comedian that did the line at the roast? Like, I'd rather suck B. Arthur's dick.
It might have been like Lisa Lampanelli.
It probably was Lisa Lampanelli. Sounds like something she would say.
It was some guy.
She's like Andy Dick,
and she was sitting. She was sitting in the audience at the roast.
She
was a roaster.
Yeah. That was at Pam Anderson one.
Oh, what?
Yeah, B. Arthur was really good on that.
Whose dick is Ralph Macchio sucking? Because he hasn't aged in like 50 years,
and he hasn't done anything in 50 years.
So like Andy Dick's the only guy I know that could tell what flavor a popsicle is just by sitting on it.
Wow.
That was really funny. That was Lisa Lampanelli, I think.
Lampagnelli.
That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah,
that roast. That was a really funny.
Was that one joke? She's like, I fucked so many black guys, I'm getting ashy.
That was Lisa Lampanelli. Yeah, Lisa Lampanelli was really funny. Yeah.
Oh, she's the queen of roasts. Yeah, man. Yeah. Like roast, she fucking rocks it.
Yeah, that Pam Anderson roast is really good. But
Baywatch Nights.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Baywatch Nights, all that shit. I don't even remember it anymore, but...
What, Baywatch? How's he ever watched?
I never really got into Baywatch.
How the hell does David Hasselhoff have two shows?
This is awesome.
That are in...
I wish everybody could see the look on Chris's face as he's playing it. He's like,
yep. He's so proud of himself.
I'm like, awesome.
I have that sound effect.
It's great.
That's like, that's what you listen to when you got your top down in your car.
Uh-huh.
Cruising.
The T-tops down in your
car.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put the bra on. Fucking cruise.
Pop your collar.
Put the bra on your Camaro.
Pop the collar. Yeah, you're set, man.
I used to have a Camaro with a bra.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah. I took it off. I got it from Kevin's buddy.
What's the bra meant to do? I guess protect the...
No, it's for bugs.
Bugs.
Keeps bugs off it.
I was just
yeah, rocks. Something like that.
It's a various road debris.
Yeah.
It's a cow.
It's a bris.
I'm Batman.
83 Camaro, baby.
You had an 83 Camaro?
Wow.
Fuck yeah, man.
Nice.
Short-lived, though.
Nah, yeah, very short-lived. The reverse didn't work on it.
Wow, I can't imagine.
You had to, like, the bolt would come loose off the transmission. Like, the bushings were messed up.
Hey, so you
like,
had a wrench that you
yeah.
had on the car.
I tightened it with a wrench, and you go in reverse.
You told us on the car stories one.
Yeah, I already told this now. I don't want to say it again.
It's funny.
Those were the days.
Those were the...
No.
Thank you.
I had a dream once about All in the Family.
Yeah.
And like
cool somehow, story, bro.
I didn't even tell you yet. Dude. Never mind.
Monster jams.
A child is having a dream about All in the Family.
For some reason, like, Edith was the bad guy. And it's somehow at the end of the dream, I was kicking her face in. And I woke up, I was kicking my wife. Like, I was, like, tapping her with my foot. Like, I dreamt I was kicking Edith Bunker's face in.
Oh, those were the days. those were the days.
Yeah. The way Glenn Miller played.
I like turtles.
So, yeah.
I'll be back.
Rest in peace, Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, R.I.P., man.
Yeah, it's so weird because, I mean, yeah, you know, we heard for years that dude was dead. You know, it was like the running joke on the internet.
People Magazine published the fact that he was
Did
dead.
Did they really?
that's where the whole thing started.
Oh, wow.
Huh, and he had a copy of it. He went on to, like, Late Night with David Letterman in there.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that noise signals our game of the week here,
he
folks.
He said surprisingly.
So, F. Mary Kill this week,
FMK.
Folks. This week's edition of FMK, actually, is The Leftovers. So, starting off, we have Nora Durst. She's played by Carrie Coon. Patty Levin, or Levin, played by Ann Dowd. And Mary Jameson, played by Janelle Maloney. Anybody want to get started? I think Mike's pretty anxious.
I'm a huge Leftovers fan, so this is an interesting. It's an interesting one for me, but it's an interesting choice because two of them I think are moderately attractive, and then one of them is like not. But like, and they're like, I'm going to consider characters here. Like
that's the way
we're supposed to.
Yeah.
But like, what's her name? Patty Levin. She sucks. She's just fucking evil. Or what's her name? Levin.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's Patty is her name. She's just fucking evil. And I'm going to have to kill her. And then you get into a weird situation because Mary's in a coma. So it's like, are you really going to have sex with her? She's in a coma. That's kind of freaky. But then you also have there's also the kind of crazy chick aspect of Nora, because like Nora's a straight up
she's
fucked up. Oh yeah, like in the first season, I'm not going to give anything away here, but like she loses her whole family to the departing, so like her husband and her two kids leave, and she's so fucked up that like she hires prostitutes that come over to her house. she blasts like death metal through her stereo, puts on a bulletproof vest, and has the prostitute shoot her in the chest with a gun.
Yeah.
And that, like, that's what, and that like gets her off.
We'll do that the next Already Ready.
She's fucking crazy.
That's what friends are for.
Yeah. Right?
Shoot me!
But I kind of like that. I kind of like the craziness. So, like, I'm going to, I think I'm going to have to F Mary. It's kind of weird because she's in a coma. So, you know, it's weird. But I'm just going to assume that, she's into it. And I'm
going to assume that she's
yeah, she's just pretending to lie. Just lying still.
Well, like, I'm not into the whole non-consensual thing.
Maybe so I'm hoping. Does she have any family? Maybe they could sign off. Maybe you could get a consent form.
It's like Phil Cosby.
Maybe. But yeah, so it's
like, I'm on my bucket list. Fuck a corpse. So
it's the same thing. But it's not quite. Fuck a corpse.
She periodically wakes up.
Oh, she does.
Sometimes. So I'm going to catch her in an awake moment and bang her. And then I am marrying Crazy Nora. Because she's also really cute.
All right.
So there you go.
Anybody else?
Who's going next?
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing the same thing as Mike.
Okay.
I've got to marry the one that likes the death metal and bang the one that's in the coma. And then kill the other one because she's just so god-awful looking. She smokes.
She smokes a lot.
That's what they do.
That really just turns me off.
She's part of the what's shit? What's the name of that group?
I'm just trying to pull that up myself.
Oh fuck! The Guilty Remnant. They're called the Guilty Remnant.
They just wear white.
Yeah, and smoke. That's what they do.
They don't talk.
Yep.
Although that would be good to marry, but I made my selection.
Crazy bitches are my thing, so it's the one I'm marrying.
All right.
And I told you about my bucket list, so that's real easy. And then the cranky bitch is going to die.
I'm going to switch mine up just a little bit.
What, you don't like comatose people or dead people?
You're going to save that bucket list for yourself for later?
I'm actually marrying the comatose person because they don't ask you to do anything. You can go out and do whatever you fucking want. Come back and check on them every once in a while, you know, make sure they're breathing.
Yeah. Tim's all about freedom, baby.
It's just what, change their diaper once a week?
Yeah, you know. Yeah. I'm killing Patty because she's just a hateful cunt.
Wow. She's a fucking terrible person.
And I'm going to fuck Nora Durst because, like you said, she's moderately hot.
Nora's cute.
She's moderately hot. That's the best looking one of the bunch.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the consensus. So, yeah. Marry Nora Durst, the crazy one. And then kill Patty and then have sex with a comatose person.
Nights with friends are fun. The music's perfect. All right, music interlude, everybody. That's what friends are for.
Slam my erection in the door.
Of the hospital room?
Fucking A.
John?
Dude, I don't know anything about this show.
I don't know anything about it either.
Have you ever watched it?
No.
Why'd you pick it?
I don't know. Just need something. It was relevant.
It's relevant.
It's
relevant.
Good. I enjoy it.
It's a great curious. Show. I would never
think. The first season was really good. I haven't watched much of the second season.
All right,
second
season is good.
No, sorry. I'm just saying. I'm just curious.
I would never pick a show. I didn't.
No, watch, right? I would never pick a show.
That's how we got the title of this podcast. That's what friends are for.
Why don't you just do the there cast of Jabberjaw?
That isn't bad. That was pretty good.
What's that?
So why don't you just do the cast of Jabberjaw?
What's that show you like? What's that show you like?
Vanderpump.
You want me to do a cast of that?
You guys would be in heaven.
Not a bad one in the house.
You want me to do the you want me to do the whatever. Goldbergs next?
Goldbergs. So
we do the Goldbergs next? Is that what you want?
I know, I watch so few shows, I don't know.
I mean, it's it. I got nothing else, cuz.
I know. I'm just
Jabberjaw, if Jabberjaw is one of the choices.
All right.
Grape Ape.
Great Ape.
Yeah, we're going to move on to sex with cartoons.
If I do that, I'm doing Venture Brothers.
Dude, I think Daisy Duck's pretty hot. You know, she's got them.
Fuck me mouth.
Wow. Yeah, we're really going here?
That fuck me bill.
Beak. It's a beak.
No, it's a bill.
What started out as a simple podcast turned into a vehicle for their weird, lustful obsession with cartoon characters. It's just like hour-long discussions of like cartoon F. Mary kills.
Well, we already did the G.I. Joe one.
This is just an aside, but do you guys remember the, you know, like Progressive Insurance?
Yeah. Yes.
That thing? Do you remember that there was the Progressive Woman for a while? She was like a cartoon chick?
Flo?
No, not Flo. No,
before Flo. I don't know.
There was a cartoon girl that was like the Progressive Insurance girl. And
E-Surance, I think.
Was it E-Surance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, maybe it's E-Surance.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it was like E-Surance or
something. All right, I don't know what I'm talking
about. Yeah, she was like a... Like
she had
spy
pink
or
hair.
Something.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they had they stopped that because of the amount of cartoon porn that people were making about that about the
she
character.
Was like a secret agent or something
yes.
like that. And they were always
right, and they were just doing like there was just tons of porn.
Way. Maybe
about
we'll
her.
Do some cart. Maybe that's what I'll be doing next. Maybe some cartoon.
All right, I think you could do a real good cartoon one. Honestly,
yeah, there's a couple you could do.
Oh yeah.
Archer.
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit, yeah.
Thundar the Barbarian.
Thundar.
Dude, I totally remember Thundar the Barbarian.
What are you going to do?
There's like a rhinoceros that shoots like stones out of it. It's like
Herculoids, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yes.
Gleep and gloop.
That wasn't Thundar?
No.
Gleep and gloop.
Gleep and gloop.
Wait, the sad thing is I know that is the Murloc sound from Hearthstone. Yeah. It's sad that I know that.
So what are you doing, John?
Hercules is the shit.
I don't know, man. How about, I don't know. I wasn't impressed by any of it.
Nine.
Who's the one in the coma? Which one's that? The blonde?
Yeah.
The blonde is in a coma.
I don't know. Bang her, I guess, and then kill that ugly one. And Dowd and Mary Carrie Coon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nora Durst.
Not
she had a rough life, man. Lost her whole family.
Me too. I didn't lose my whole family. I didn't lose
my when this happened?
The blizzard. He tried to take him out for half.
I figured we'd cover nicknames first.
During the blizzard, he sent them all out for hot dogs.
Go get me some hot dogs.
And they never came back.
They're in a drift somewhere right now.
Yeah, they're just for all of them.
Oh, look, they're sleeping.
Not even funny. That's not what I meant. I had a tough life, too.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing because it just seems like it makes the most sense.
Yeah, it makes the most sense.
I mean,
it's
that's
the logical.
But it is logical. I mean, if that's what everyone that's watched the show doing, I'm doing that.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
I didn't. I watched the show.
Well, you're special, Tim.
I am special. Why does everyone
Tim's
say
Tim's the only
that?
The only person that wants a comatose wife.
So many things to do.
He's just brushing her hair.
Last that?
Dance from Mary Jane.
That's like Tim wants to be the dude from Boxing Helena. Cuts off her arms and legs.
That's crazy. They made some crazy movies back in the day, man.
Yeah,
that's a nutty movie, huh?
It is a little weird.
Remember the movie Crash? They get off on car accidents and shit.
Right. Those people are real.
I believe it. That's a really fucked up movie, man.
Remember the movie Eating Raoul?
Yes.
I remember seeing it at the video store.
Remember the movie Mannequin? Dude fucked up inanimate object.
The sad thing is like Dan Harmon from Harmontown is obsessed with mannequins.
I was just telling Scott about that.
He
whacks
them
off to a mannequin leg.
Yeah, I know. And he broke his or he got a dog. And the dog chewed on the mannequin leg. It destroyed the toes. So he went and like his underlings searched out fucking L.A. to find him the same mannequin leg again.
Oh my God.
Unfortunately, I know exactly what you're talking
Kim
about.
Kim Cattrall was the mannequin. Yeah.
Yes, Kim Cattrall was the mannequin.
Yes, sir.
She was something back then, man.
Mm-hmm. She's still something. Can't say no to that.
Oh, she's a beautiful woman.
She's ancient.
Maybe I need to do woman, the, do I need to do the geriatric one for Dave?
Wasn't she married to Fox Mulder?
Is she?
She was.
Who's Fox Mulder?
David Duchovny.
David Duchovny.
Did anybody watch X-Files?
No, I did. I watched the first two episodes.
There's two?
Okay.
So there's only going to be six, but yeah, it's good.
I don't know. I watched the first one and was like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I liked it.
I didn't because it was like, oh, okay. All right. He's arguing that there's no aliens. It's all this huge conspiracy. And it's like, dude, you've been on an alien ship. You have looked aliens in the fucking face. Like you have on the show.
I don't know if the movies are like canon. If that,
I guess I don't know, but like they've seen shit. Like you know they're real, and like all of a sudden they're not real.
No, it was weird, and they just tried to dump like too much shit.
They said it's definitely they're real. They were just saying that like the people say that they're abducted.
Yeah,
are actually abducted, and then they're just trying to use the technology.
Yeah, but
spoiler alerts here.
But I don't know. Like
Prince of Breaks coming back.
It felt a lot to me like what they forced into that first episode should have been like three episodes.
Were you drunk when you watched it?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, dude. I didn't drink at all in January.
Another 24 is coming.
Woo! Yeah, I heard about that.
Fucking Jack Bauer.
No, I did dry January. I didn't drink at all.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Okay, then.
It's Willy Wonka.
Yeah, for whatever reason, X-Files, I've been waiting like for years to see it, and it comes on like, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to watch it.
I'll end up watching it.
Oh, shit. I missed Vanderpumps. It's on tonight.
Oh, shit. What are you going to do, son?
Oh, my God.
It'll be on 8 million times. It'll be on over and over.
You know what is a good show that I don't know if any of you guys have watched is the Supergirl series?
Is that good? Part of it. It's not bad. Yeah.
It was good. It's done pretty well.
It's a good movie.
I've been watching The Expanse.
Yeah, that sci-fi was good also.
It's quite good. A lot of political shit, which I love
that. Shows.
Tara and I were talking about this. Like we have a notepad that's sitting in front of the TV, and like now every time we watch something, we're gonna write it down. You know, so like we can remember fucking because there's so many. This truly is the golden age of television. Like there is so many good shows going in the last like 5 to 10 years. It's hard to follow them. There's so many good shows.
Yeah. Like normally what I do, I'll just go into Google, like just do a search for top like sci-fi or particular types of shows. And they usually got like 20 or something like of like just one. And then like these days it's like, yeah, you just got to kind of limit what you can watch. Like back in the day it's like,
so limited, like whatever's on, you just watch it.
You could almost watch it like 24/7, and like still not be caught up to all like this.
It's crazy.
It's tough.
All I do is flip through channels and not watch anything.
Oh yeah, you know what?
$6.5 billion on programming in the next year.
Yeah,
I just heard.
Yeah, Mike mentioned that last week too. That's crazy.
Cable companies are gonna try and jam up your internet or something like that, so you can't binge watch.
They're like going to charge you $10 more. Is what they're going to do.
Is that what it is?
How? I thought that we won
that's
that.
So lame.
No.
They were trying to buy like bandwidth. Remember that?
No. Yeah, well, no. They've actually, we're lucky here in Philly, but several other Comcast areas, Comcast has started setting a 300 gigabyte limit.
Get the hell out.
No, I'm serious. On your downloads. And they're like, oh, but that's like, you know, 5 hours a day of high definition stuff. But it's like if you wanted to watch 4K video, 4K video, it's like 5 hours, you know, like a 4K video an hour is like 25 to 30 gigs at least.
It won't last. They won't be able to do it because they'll be a different provider.
New everybody's providers gonna go to are it. Coming back.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. They're not going to get away. It's like,
I hope so.
Long distance telephone.
It's almost becoming a monopoly at this point.
You're an idiot.
By far. But like the thing is, that whole model's going to die. It's like buying records.
Just like electricity. Right.
It's going to die.
Whose phone is next to the wire? John.
No,
it's sometimes yours.
Wasn't me.
Moving it off your thing doesn't count. There we go.
Anyway, the model's broken. It's not gonna last.
Yeah,
I hope not.
It's unsustainable.
Because honestly, I don't want to switch from Comcast because I have several things that I do that have been Comcast has been sounds very good. Yeah, I know.
Sounded really like
Endor creepy.
Really picking your words very carefully.
Well, no, I have certain things that I do on the internet that Comcast is very good for, but other providers are noticeably like they catch you doing these things. Comcast doesn't.
I couldn't take it anymore. I told them to go fuck off.
I know, Comcast, but I do stuff.
Yeah, that's done.
I did too.
That's done.
Well, ultimately, you won't even have cable. I just watch your shows on fucking internet.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's yeah. I'm getting very close to having nothing but internet.
See, I finally get cable. I don't want gets cable. Rid of it.
I just can't wait till Smell-O-Vision replaces television.
Ground. I'm the opposite.
Smell-O-Vision.
I'm not a trend. I just got cable. Now everyone's going to get rid of it.
You see those new Hollow Point 12 gauge shotgun shells? Puts like a fist size hole through you.
Holy fuck. Wait, how's it hollow?
What is it like though? A slug?
It's a slug, but it's like a Hollow Point pistol bullet.
Wow.
12 gauge.
That's wow. fucked wow. up. That's big, dude.
Not fucking around.
No.
Put a hole through the fucking wall.
Yeah.
You can't even shoot a deer with that. You'll lose all the fucking deer meat.
Wow, that's crazy.
If you shot a squirrel with that thing, it would just like atomize it.
Zombie. I still would love to. Cool. You can't buy. I don't think you can buy the Judge anymore. The pistol.
Really?
You can buy. Like certain states don't allow you to buy it anymore.
There's enough out there that if you want it,
you if you wanted it, you can get it. But yeah, it's a 50 caliber pistol.
Oh yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
crazy.
Christ,
that's
you get a shell with four double-aught bucks stacked. Long ways.
How does that not break your arm when you shoot?
It's challenging. It's challenging, I'm sure.
Well, the kickback on that would be like...
Oh,
people like skeet shoot with it.
What?
They go skeet shooting with it.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
You can get it with that or you can get it with a 410 shotgun shell.
In vanilla or chocolate?
Remington, everybody started copying it.
So, yeah.
Some states, I mean, like some states, like California only allows a 5-shot magazine. You go to Kentucky, you can get anything you want without any documentation.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Don't get your panties all in a bunch.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We all kept quiet for that for some reason. All the old magazines I found a shitload of old guns and ammos.
Nice.
My brother had a subscription to it.
Nice.
It's crazy.
Soldier of Fortunes from the 80s.
Dude, we got to read those. Awesome. I bet they are. Are they ridiculous?
They're fucking awesome.
What's in them? I mean, if you remember at all.
First Gulf War coverage.
Ranting letters.
Sierra Leone.
Does your collection of magazines, it has a National Lampoon?
Yeah, there's some National Lampoons.
Does it have the elephant walk in it?
It might be in there.
I know. I remember reading it.
It might be there. I'm gonna grab that. Yeah, it was all in the same article.
Cookie.
Yeah. I got Entertainment Weekly from 1992. It's like the best moments of 1992. Shining stars. Like you look like all the people they thought were gonna be famous.
I have that book from like 94 because I joined a fucking book club or magazine club and they sent me the
a bunch of garbage.
Publishers Clearinghouse.
Oh yeah.
You know, what was that cassette thing we used
Columbia
to get?
House.
Yeah, Columbia House.
They just closed.
Oh, dude.
DMG.
Yeah, finally. They were still in business, yeah.
They were still in business?
They were.
DVDs.
It was only last year. Well, last year now, but like end of last year.
It was the end of it was like in December. November.
Like that. I got something like that actually in the mail. It was for Disney movies.
I did it for DVD or for CDs once.
I did it for cassette tapes back
in the
day.
Yeah, me too. When I was really young, I did a cassette tape thing.
So I get 10 cassette tapes for a penny.
Yeah, but you have to buy 10 more.
Yeah, and then they rape you.
And then they're like 16 bucks a piece.
The next 10 decades.
Well, it's like you have to buy them, but then they also just send you one. And if you do say you don't want it, you have to like write to them and say, I don't want you to send me that
one. I sent them a letter telling them that I was dead. From my mother.
I remember.
I've gone deaf.
When I was in the military. Challenge accepted. They would hire hot college girls to sell magazines or any fucking thing on base, and they'd walk around like... And of course, everybody's buying it, right? So, like, I watch this girl. She comes in the barracks. She's selling us fucking magazines so she can go to Punta Cana or whatever. And my buddy hands her a 20, and she puts it in her mouth. And he goes, yo, don't put that in your mouth. That's dirty. She's like... I don't know where your cock's been, but that might be in my mouth later, too.
Wow.
She made the sale?
She made the sale.
Yeah, he fucked her later.
Nice.
Wow.
No.
Christian. Monster Jam.
The pussy monster.
The pussy monster.
Oh. It's that time.
That time.
Closing it out.
It's a late one today.
Talking about nothing. Got her fast. And there it is.
That was a good topic today.
Yeah, we did. No zip pads, but hey, what are you going to do?
We'll do my candy stuff next time.
Candy.
I would say jawbreakers, like gobstoppers. I just eat them all day at work. It's like instead of smoking. Like,
no, God!
Right now.
No, God, please,
what's
no.
that? I don't bite them. I just suck on them until they're done. sounds worse than it. Way to go on a high note there, yeah. But yeah, it's just candy.
Alright. Yeah, get over it.
Yeah, I don't know what goes right. on in your office.
Alright, so we're going to get out of here, folks. Don't forget to check us out on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Facebook.
Hell yeah.
We are on Instagram at Alright Already Podcast.
Blowing up.
Yeah, big time. Boom.
Bam. In your face.
We're on Twitter. Already Ready P. Anything I forgot? Oh, and online at alreadyreadypodcast.com.
That's right.
That's it. We'll yep. see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Hey, and thanks, Dave, for coming, man.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Again, thank you very much.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Shotgun.
Ooh, Clinton's up to 50-49.
And,